Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 29 for Monday, August 24th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were sharply lower Monday morning as panic over plunging Chinese markets drove values lower across the agricultural sector. ICE canola was anywhere from $6 to $7 lower, with the most active November contract checking in at $472.60 per ton. Chinese stocks suffered a drop of nearly 9%, which was their worst performance since 2007. The U.S. soy complex was sharply lower, along with the entire vegetable oil market. Canola could see additional selling to bring it in line with other markets, which have dropped to further levels. However, the Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to its customers overseas. Commercial buying began on Friday, which lent canola some support. Statistics Canada pegged the 2015-16 canola crop at 13.3 million tons, which was lower than last year's 15.6 million ton crop and viewed as being supportive for the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 10 to 14 cents lower, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.75 a bushel. The sell-off was triggered as a result of the stock market crash in China. The large drop in Chinese equities has raised speculation the Asian giant will reduce the amount of soybeans it buys from the U.S. There are also expectations that today's USDA crop report will show improved conditions ratings for the crop. Corn was near unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.75 per bushel. Prices held relatively steady, but were still buffeted a bit by the Chinese market action. Recent rain in the U.S. Midwest has also benefited U.S. row crops. There are signs of reasonable demand for corn, which was supportive for prices. U.S. wheat was a cent higher, with the September contract sitting at $5.01 per bushel. The spring wheat harvest in the U.S. is about 80 to 85% wrapped up, even though little progress was made over the weekend. U.S. futures are receiving support at the technically important $5 a bushel level and signs of reasonable demand. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.